episode of Our Lively Tribe. I'm Travis.
And I'm Erin.
So what do you want to talk about today?
So I thought since last time you started off with a question that I will start off with a question for you.
Okay.
What did you do on the day that we met?
The day that we met. So the day that we met, it's the day that I left my ex-wife. As crazy as that is. Yeah, so I had been married before. And that happened to be the day that I left her and ran into you later that night.
Weird.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
What did you say to me when we first saw each other?
I said, how are you?
And I said, I'm really shitty. How are you?
I don't remember exactly what I said. I think I said, I'm pretty shitty too. I left my wife today.
I think that's exactly what you said.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a pretty crazy day. Do you want to go more into that day, or?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
So how long had you been married?
I think it was around 3 years. I think it was going to be 3 years that November. I'm not exactly sure. But it wasn't a healthy marriage by any means. We were too young, like a lot of couples, and it was bad. It was not good. So I'd been planning on leaving I'd been set on that date, I think, for a few weeks at that point. And it's, you know, it was a weird day. It was terrible. But at the same time, it was almost like an achievement, because I'd been wanting to do it for so long at that point. Then when that day finally came and I really did leave, it was a very, like, fulfilling time, I think. Which is weird. But it was. And I think it changed who I am today and how I handle everything in life now. You know, I spent so much time wanting to do and be different and wanting to escape.
I don't think you wanted to be different. I think you wanted to be yourself.
Yeah, that's probably more true, too. And I think I didn't even know who that was for a long time. But yeah.
When did you know that it was over?
Man. Probably before it began. You know, in all honesty, it was one of those relationships that didn't ever really work. But at that point, I'd never been in, like, a honest functioning relationship. It wasn't until we were together that I realized what a real relationship is and how they should work. So I probably knew, like, man, it was like immediately after, and I hate to say it, you know, but the whole thing was forced. It just was a forced relationship from the start. So yeah, it was, but it took a long time for me to get the courage to leave. I'd left once before. Maybe a year prior to that, and went back, you know, even though I knew I shouldn't.
And I had known of that first time that you left.
Yeah.
Because I had just had Jake, and Ashley had just had Jackson, and Ashley came over, and We had babies in car seats, and she had told me that you had left. So when we ran into each other a year later, I had thought that you... I didn't know you had gotten back.
Yeah, that's so weird.
So for when you told me, like, you left your wife that day, I was really taken aback. I was kind of like, oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And I think my quick thinking thought, okay, it's like a tumultuous relationship. Like, it's on again, off again, on again, off again.
Yeah.
But I don't really think I thought more of that.
Yeah. No, I knew that this was for good, you know.
Why did you set a date to leave? Why didn't you just leave?
I don't really know. I think I just needed to be more prepared with it. And it was like a very conscious decision. At that point, I'd been going to therapy for at least a year, if maybe not longer. And that was a real, like, first it started as, like, marriage counseling, and then it turned into just me going, because my ex-wife kind of didn't want to, she wanted the finger only pointed my way, and didn't really want to take any blame for any problems we were having, so I ended up going to therapy for, like, a year by myself. And during that time was just wonderful for me because I learned so much about me and what you do need in a relationship. And so by the time I really decided that I was going to leave, my therapist was like my go-to person, and she sat with me and we talked through it, and I wrote a letter with her to give to my ex-wife, and so it was a pretty, like, a firm decision at that point.
Was she expecting it?
I don't think she was expecting it, but I don't think she was, in all honesty, I doubt she was really caught off guard. I mean, she was in the relationship, too, and she knew that, you know, it wasn't wonderful. By any means. But I also think she would have just stayed together to just stay together. You know, and I wasn't willing to do that anymore.
What gave you the courage?
At that time, I would give a lot of credit to therapy, for one. And my family was supportive, and that was helpful, but I looked a lot to, like, Kevin Smith, who's a director, but he does a podcast, and at that time he'd written a book, and his book was so, like, inspiring, because it was all about just seizing this life and, like, do everything you can to try and fulfill all your dreams. So that was just a huge, like, motivation to try something. At that point, it felt like you were just, like, I was just living to try and make it through the next day. And that's it. But she threatened things like that before. And I just didn't want that on my conscience, I guess.
And for those that know us, you know that Travis didn't have any kids in his first marriage. So I came into the relationship with two kids. But...
Yeah. And I think if we'd had kids, I don't know if I ever could have done it. I don't know. But I know that would have changed everything.
It would have.
You know.
Yeah.
Especially with knowing how attached you get. But, yeah, so that was what I was most afraid of. For sure.
Yeah. And when you left, you had a plan of where you were going to go, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, I just moved into some people that I worked with. They were, you know, wonderful and open their doors. You know, and without them and their support, too, it was all, everything just lined up at that time. You know, on the day that I left, she didn't know, you know, and my parents came over to the house and helped me. And that was hard, you know, packing up these things and these pictures and dreams we'd had, and doing it, you know, behind her back was something I felt terrible about, but doing it face to face, it would have, not that it would have been impossible, but it would have been, she would have not, it wouldn't have gone well. It would have been very, very, very scary, you know, for me. So.
Do you have any regrets about how you did it?
No, I think it was the best way for that relationship to have ended. I think it was by far. You know, and that's just been proven in, you know, we got a divorce and it was simple and we both moved on, and, you know, and I don't know what she's doing now, but I know that she's okay, which is important to me too. You know, as much as I may not have been happy, it wasn't necessarily like her fault. You know, it was just the way it was. Yeah, it just was the way it was. Yeah. Pretty crazy. Yeah, so that day, you know, I moved out, and that night I didn't want to really be alone thinking about everything. At that time, I had also, I don't know if it's diagnosis the right term, but my therapist had noticed that I had a very, like, OCD...
tendencies?
More like OCD form of depression. As in, when something bad would have happened during that time, I would constantly replay it in my head. Just like a loop, and I wasn't able to stop it. So at that time, she put me on a type of antidepressant. I don't know what it was, but it just slowed down my brain to where I was able to just stop having to think about it. And that was a huge, huge thing that got me off, like, the mouse wheel of thoughts. And I was able to move forward because my brain had calmed down and I wasn't constantly thinking of everything, and I was able to focus on myself. And all of this during this time was when I was got into photography, and that started taking over. So all these weird things just...
What else did you purchase after you left? What was your big purchase?
Yeah, just a Harley Davidson.
Oh, just a little Harley.
That was like a silly purchase, but it was fun for the time.
Why did you purchase a Harley?
I guess like an... kind of just like an F you. Because it wasn't anything she would have ever let me do. And let me do it, as in, you know. I didn't realize their relationships were very, they're supposed to work both ways. There's not supposed to be a dictatorship in them. And there was, for the most part. You know, and it wasn't... So that was a big... Yeah, big proud moment. But yeah.
Why don't you have that Harley anymore?
Because you're more important. And your sanity is more important. And it would just cause you to worry, and I don't need that.
So I never asked you to not write it.
No.
You just chose not to. And I didn't even know you had one for a while.
Really?
I didn't tell you. Because you drove the truck if we hung out.
Yeah.
No, you didn't tell me for a while. And the reason being is because my late husband was killed on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. So, it meant a lot to me that you didn't. I mean, you chose me over that, which is crazy.
It seems like nothing.
Yeah, but it was a big deal for you.
Yeah. But, so yeah, any other questions about the marriage? You can go into it as far as you want. I want people listening, if anyone's in similar situations, to be able to listen to this and maybe gain something from it. So.
What was the best part about your marriage?
We both like to travel, and she was willing to go and see things, you know, so we did go and see a few awesome things. Family was important, so we spent a lot of time with both of our families during that time, and we lived close to both of them. But as far as, like, the two of us, that was a problem. We weren't able to really spend time just the two of us. It's like we just didn't know how to. It just never really fit. And I think we both wanted to be married. And we wanted to have that marriage and kids and that type of life. But I think we were just too young and naive to realize that it was, we were too young and we didn't work well. But there was a lot. I felt like during that time, it's even weird to think, but I definitely felt like the battered housewife, you know, and that was something that therapy taught me, that she was very, very, like, verbally abusive, mm-hmm. and I constantly just felt like I wasn't doing anything right, and that was, you definitely do feel like, I don't know, you just feel like you can't escape.
I remember the first year of our relationship, you were constantly apologizing.
Yeah.
Constantly apologizing. And I would be like, you have to stop. Like,
yeah, that's right.
You have to stop apologizing. And you would apologize for days about things. And, like, it was nothing. Like, you had done nothing. But you still apologized.
Yeah. That's crazy, yeah. And that's not even...
I broke you over that.
I know. But I don't even know if it's we're broken over. We just don't...
We don't
do things to make each other upset.
I don't know about that.
Well...
You fart with the windows when you're in the car. And that
beyond just like... Yeah. But yeah, there were definitely things that I felt like an abused person. And when you are in that spot, you just feel like you have no control. Yeah.
Do you resent her?
No. And I'm sure so much of it is because it led me to the life I have now. So it's hard to look back on that with anger or with regret because if I'd left a year earlier, I wouldn't have run into you that night. If I'd left a day earlier, I wouldn't have run into you that night. So it's hard to feel anything but, at this point, like, appreciation. As crazy as that sounds. But it was. It was nothing more than a learning step. Because we didn't walk out of it with kids or were in financial problems. Nothing. We were just able to, thankfully, walk away.
Yeah.
And at this point, it feels like a lifetime ago. And there are things that'll trigger moments of like, oh my gosh. And it takes me right back to being in that house and, you know, the feelings I did have at that time. But it's all worth it because it got me here and who I am and the confidence now to know that if I spend a few days thinking about something, that I have to take actions on it now and stop. What I was doing was just wasting my life thinking about, you know.
Is the mic gonna pick up our dog snoring?
Probably. Or the kid coming out of his room.
Awesome. Alright. Brief pause while we go and discipline children who aren't sleeping.
Yes, that's what we get for trying to do it before they're asleep. But,
what do you think about when you look back on those, like, 7 years you spent? Because, I mean, I obviously, when I share all of my 20s, you know, there are tons of memories. There's a lot of stuff that you do, and a lot of memories that you make, and
it's funny, that's a difference between, like, you're a widow, and you're able to share those stories,
right?
You know, openly and freely, and I want you to share them so the kids know, and, but it's weird, because, yeah, I don't share any of them, you know, even when we travel to a place where I've been before, it's like, I usually don't even say anything.
You'll usually say, like, oh, you've been here, and I'll just automatically assume, like,
yeah,
okay, this was the place you came, you know,
yeah,
with her and whatever.
But I think I more just look back on it and am kind of disappointed in myself for being in a relationship that wasn't healthy for so long and wanting to not be in it for so long, and kind of just the time that I don't get back, you know.
I think a lot of people feel that about their 20s.
I know, and that's what's such a shame. But yeah, you feel like you know everything in that time. You don't listen to anyone. It's weird, I didn't make the typical mistakes of a 20-year-old of partying and drinking and doing wild stuff. I didn't do any of that, which I regret because I wish I had. At this point, I was very old for my age at that time, or felt old, you know, settled down, getting married, buying a house, doing all of these things that I wish I hadn't been doing. I wish I had done more.
Did it come as a surprise to your family and friends that you were leaving? Or did they see
all not the when opinion? Not when I finally really left. At that point, it wasn't a surprise anymore. But I think the first time a year earlier, that was a shock to him. Especially when I told him why and what had happened. That was, I think they all were just in shock. And I think they were probably all disappointed when I did go back. But
why did you go back?
I think the guilt of like, or the stigma of getting divorced, the thought of it. No one in my family was divorced. My parents, my aunts and uncles, no one on either sides were divorced. So that was a lot of it. And, you know, you hear the, well, I'm going to change. I'm going to do this differently. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to go to counseling. All those things you want to hear. And then, like most not healthy relationships, it just goes right back to what it was.
Right.
And that yo-yo effect, it's real. And people don't tend to change. It's much better to find someone you don't want to change because you love who they are. And you wouldn't want them any different. You know, that's the key to life. What could be more than that? You know? So, yeah, I think that's probably, that was why I went back.
Do you think we would have worked if we would have met before our experiences with our previous marriages?
We joke about this all the time. And I think in our heads, we say, yeah. Like, yeah, that would have been awesome. We would have been so great. But in reality, we wouldn't have been, because we would have been young, dumb, 20-year-olds who know nothing and think we know everything. And
were you a different person before you left?
Yeah. I was definitely a different person.
I feel the same way about myself. I was 100% a different person before, you know, I lost my husband.
Yeah. Yeah, so we probably wouldn't have worked at all.
You still just would have been Ashley's little brother.
Yeah, and you would have just been a girl I thought was so cute. Yeah, we probably wouldn't have worked. And that's okay, because we work now.
Right.
And that's all that really matters. You know, we're able to appreciate what we have.
I think that's a huge thing. I think that you and I are both on such a, we're on such the same page when it comes to a relationship and the appreciation that you have for it. Because that's something that I didn't have in my last marriage that I should have had, you know, and it's something that you now can look at and, you know, you can look around and appreciate things. And I think that that's a huge reason that we work, is because we do see marriage and relationships as such a deeper thing than we ever did before. Because I think if that were one-sided, it would be really hard.
Yeah.
For the person that does see that and the other that doesn't. But for both of us to see that and appreciate that and know the worth of it.
And that only comes from experience.
Right.
You know, you can't teach that. So, and we're lucky because we view the world similarly.
Right.
You know, when it comes to marriage and finances and children, like,
raising, we're
on the same wavelength with all of it, thankfully.
Right.
Because that was huge. Those were all big struggles for me in my last marriage.
And same in mine.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't necessarily her fault or my fault. It's just we didn't see eye to eye on so many things that are important that you should be seeing eye to eye on.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah. I wish it had gone differently. I wish my 20s were different, but now we're here, so. So I'm still lucky in the end.
Because you got Trenton.
Yeah. He's just like the cherry on top. Of a really big cake.
Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm sure we can dive more into everything some other day. There's a lot to it. right, until next time. Love you.